It's Friday night, March 19th. Episcopalians in Selma are concerned for what will happen the next day. We know that we've been denied the use of the church, but it's our intention to walk or go, nevertheless, to St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Selma and in some way represent, even out on the sidewalk, the concern of churchmen across the country. The portions of the tape that follow are what happened on that Saturday, March 20th. We walked out of Brown's Chapel, about 150 strong, led by Bishop Myers and Bishop Millard, endeavoring to walk to St. Paul's Church where we would recite the penitential office. The next thing you hear is the confrontation between Bishop Myers and Mr. Wilson Baker, Selma's Director of Public Safety.
I see you every day in Detroit.
Well, I don't want to be here every day.
Well, we don't either.
Well, please back up into the church so that I
have freedom.
You've got freedom in Detroit. You don't have freedom in Detroit? Do you ever come down here to seek freedom?
We're fighting for it up there, too, sir.
I'm not interested in freedom or anything. I'm interested in protecting the lives of people in this city. You are the guest of this city.
Can we say our prayers right here?
You certainly may.
Will you join us?
I certainly will, sir, because I pray for all of you. I don't need a written prayer. I pray directly to my own God through Jesus Christ.
Mr. Myers, before our prayers, I think that you might tell some of the people here why we wanted to go to St. Paul's. This is not just a regular march or anything. Indeed, it wasn't intended to be a march. If we could have gone in
front. It is a march, and I cannot permit it for your own sake.
The Episcopal Church, as you know, officially states in its canon law and in all of its public utterances that no one shall be denied entrance to the church to participate in any sacraments or rites whatsoever. The Bishop of Alabama and the priest of the parish of the church in Selma has denied admittance to the sacraments of men and women, priests and laymen, who belong to the Episcopal Church. This occurred last Sunday. Acting upon this, the Episcopal Society for Cultural and Racial Unity organized, or proposed rather, a service at St. Paul's Church today. We requested the Bishop of Alabama for the privileges of the altar. I myself sent him a telegram as a bishop in this church asking him if I might use an altar of the Episcopal Church, which is not just a church in Alabama, but a church throughout the whole world.
I'm not even a Episcopal.
It might help you to listen to it. And so, we were refused this by a bishop of the Christian Church. And we are here because we don't like this in the Episcopal Church. And we think that anybody and everybody ought to have the right to worship and receive the sacraments in the Episcopal Church in Detroit, in New York, Chicago, and in Selma, Alabama.
Amen.
So let's say our prayers to that end. The bishop is going to lead us.
You pass out as many of the leaflets as you can to the folks around, please. The minister and people lead off from the first part of it.
Have mercy upon me, O God, after thy great goodness, according to the multitude of thy mercies, do away mine offenses. Wash me thoroughly from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin.